You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft.
Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Black Girls Living. You are joined with Jasmine.
And me, Vic.
Yeah, I nearly forgot my name. I was just going to talk about the things that have been on my brain this week. One, the Spotify Wrapped. Two, Wednesday. Three, the Ashake concert in Birmingham last night, only because that's just what I'm seeing right now on the timeline, and I am scared for you, Vic.
I don't think I'm going anymore.
Is it because of what you've seen message?
It's mainly because my friend got my tickets and our tickets even, and they literally messaged her saying, okay, so it's been, your tickets aren't valid, even though they sent her tickets.
I don't understand that, you know.
They sent her the tickets, right? She's downloaded it and they said, yeah, your tickets aren't valid. If you go to the ticket location on the website, it shouldn't be there. There shouldn't be tickets, which they're not, but she downloaded it when she got the tickets. So it's just a bit of a mess. But I think we're just not going to go, even after seeing all that. And I think they did refund her. I don't know. I need to double check with her. So, yeah, I mean, we do have tickets if we wanted to go and chant it, but after seeing all that, sorry, Jasmine, I'm not going.
No, I don't blame you, because what the hell was that? You know when, because I just saw a preview, I think it was Mercedes Benson, she, posted a video, but it wasn't clear what it was. All I saw was commotion. So I was like, what the hell is this? I was like, is this a fight? Is this... And obviously, because of the football, I was like, is it football related? Is it boxing related? Like, I wasn't sure. And then I saw Ashake's concert. I was like,
awful, Jazz.
Excuse me? Honestly, it looked dangerous. It looked like the beginning of a stampede or something.
A lot of people were saying that. Mm. And it just made me think about that Hillsborough thing. You know, I think it happened in like 1989. Like, and the thing is, I know people don't say that word just to say it, because I've been in lines where it's like people have been pushing, or I've been in lines where it's been really tough. When I was looking at that online, I was like, yeah, that is not it.
Looks dangerous.
That looks scary, and I did see people saying
that people even without tickets were trying to get in.
I saw that too, and I was like, it's just giving bush, and then you're gonna make a TikTok. How I went to see Ashake got a ticket. I saw boys doing that for Wizkid. Or how we finessed seeing Wizkid without ticket. I said, are you not shamed?
I don't know how people do that. You know,
that was the first day when they all jumped through the barrier. Remember? And then you had the guts.
Oh, for
Wizkid
wireless.
No,
actual Wizkid, as in
O2. And this was the first day. And I had the guts and the gumption to be like, where's Beyonce? She can't afford for brown skin girl. You think Beyonce's gonna come into place where people jump security?
Oh my gosh, how can I forget the ghetto that was the Wizkid concert? I really forgot about that, you know? Yeah. I think it was at that point in it, we were like, there's no way Beyonce is entering this place.
Absolutely not. No way.
Mm-mm. Yeah, and then he came out at 11 o'clock. Like, nah.
So many things are bothering me. It's like the crush, the way people said that they felt like they were being crushed. Mm-mm. What I saw a few people comment underneath some of those the viral tweets being like, yeah, I went home. Bloody some girl hell. Was saying, yeah, I was getting really, really crushed and I just went home. She's like, I don't think it's worth it. I can't. Like, I'm getting too old.
Yeah, I know.
Do you know what must be so annoying? Going all the way to Birmingham because you thought like the tickets would be, I don't know. You thought, okay, I could at least secure a ticket here.
Yeah.
It won't be as busy. Mm. And that means London's going to be hell.
Yeah. But I do feel like maybe it's just like crowd anticipation. They didn't expect it to be how it was. So they were just unprepared. But maybe I think for the London ones, you know, London security is just rude. Like, I can't see London security allowing it to get like that. Obviously, I could be wrong, but I just feel like I really hope that they take this as a lesson and don't allow it to move to London with them, because that was a hot ass mess.
Mm-hmm.
And what will be a big shame is, you know the Met Police are ready to shut down anything black.
Oh, 100%. So
if they want to try all that nonsense, there'll be no concert for anybody.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. But yeah, as you said, like him coming at 11, I don't think that's cute. I tolerate lateness. I really do. But that?
Yeah.
I don't think that's cute. I don't think that's funny. I don't think like, oh my God, that's so fun. That's awful. Because that's when I'm anticipating to go home. And you're coming out at 11.
It's true.
And apparently he was there all this time.
So there was no reason why he actually came out late.
Oh, he was there all this time.
Oh, what is going on in House of Commons?
At least with David, though, he came out. Did he come out at 10? So it's meant to come out at 9 or 9:30. He came out at 10. And at least he gave us a show. Like, he was like, brought out everybody from the entire world to come out. And at least there, people. The thing is, I was thinking, would I feel differently if I knew, okay, when I go in this place, I'm sitting? Because in Brixton, I'm pretty sure majority of the seats, I don't know, they're sitting and standing.
Yeah, I think sitting is upstairs in Brixton. Yeah.
But I don't know if... Oh, I don't know. I can't remember it. Yeah, there is seats. But I'm trying to think, is it a case of sitting is more for VIP or... I don't know. Maybe you guys will tell me. But I know majority, like, there's a massive bit for standing in Brixton. So I'm thinking to myself, I'm waiting outside for like this long. Two hours, people said they're waiting. Wait outside for 2 hours. I get inside. The DJ is playing the main act songs. Okay, cool. All of the songs. Okay, cool. Then the main act comes out at 11:30. So then what time are we going home?
Mm-mm.
And what I'm living
That's
in
what
Essex,
I'm wondering.
So when am I getting my last train?
How long was he on stage for him to come out at 11? Does that mean he finished at midnight?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, I just don't know. Hold on 1 second. Sorry. Kai, I'm recording. What do you want? You don't need to have that right now. Have it in an hour, please.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah. Ugh, this girl. She'll have breakfast and then she'll immediately want a snack after. I'm like, just cool down. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I don't know what time he must have finished or come off. Has he got, I mean, is he performing the whole EP as well, the whole album?
Yeah, I think he must have to be. I mean, he's got like some old songs that are really popular as well. But I don't know, Jazz, I just find it so strange. So that means he must be on stage for at least an hour, because anything shorter would just be absolutely abysmal.
Yeah, that is the one thing I haven't seen a comment on, what time he actually finished or how long he was performing for. All I saw was like the videos of the booing and all of this. I'm like, I've not seen this before.
Who did I see that came out late and they were there the whole time? I think it was Davido.
Oh,
I think
gosh.
He was there. They're just backstage. Mm-mm. I think I watched his stories and he was just backstage. I said,
why?
I'm actually an idiot, isn't it?
But I don't get why. Like, what is it?
I think we have to think about why, like, people are late in general. So, like, for example, if you say you're going to meet someone and then they're late, or if you, like, and I don't mean like 30 minutes late, I don't mean like an hour late. I mean like 2-3 hours late.
Mm.
Or like those people who are like, oh, we must go to the party like 3 hours late or 2 hours later.
Mm.
I feel, apart from one person, because I love and adore them, I know them so well, I don't think that's the case for them. I think some people think that they must be seen. I don't think it's for artists, this is different from artists, but I feel like some people, it's like, I have arrived, all eyes on me.
Some people definitely have that. They have this, yeah, I'm gonna, like, they genuinely believe in fashionably late. They believe in that, whatever that means. And they think, yeah, when I arrive, everyone's gonna be watching, or I'm gonna be the center of attention.
Mm-hmm. I've got to stand on these holes. Mind you, these holes are your friends. That's why when I see those TikToks and they're like, oh, late for my friend's birthday, like, let's see who comes on time or whatnot. And then it's like, I don't know, 7, 8.
Oh,
the thing
yeah.
starts at 7:30, but people come 8, people come at 9, people come at 10, people come at 11. The people who are coming at 9, 10, 11. I wonder, is it because we're not at school anymore? So it's not, I don't have to be on time.
I don't know what it is, Vic. I think part of it is disorganization, because I feel like there's no way you knew the thing started at 7 or 8 or whatever, and you were nearly ready. As in, if you come at 11, I'm feeling like you must have started getting ready at 8. Do you know what I mean? Because it's not making sense otherwise.
I also think,
but
some
then
people...
it's like, if you knew it was starting at 8, what was you doing for the whole of the day? Were you working?
Sometimes some people, they were just watching TV.
Did you not have an outfit together? And you had to go and buy one from Westfield last minute?
These times, it's close at home. I have two theories. I have one, that a lot of people are dealing with depression, anxiety. And I hate to use this example, because some people are not, and they're just, this is their thing. Like, they do it on purpose. Because basically, one day I was really depressed, right? And I was like, I don't want to leave this house. So I just kept sleeping. I kept sleeping. I was going to leave to go somewhere for 6:30. That meant I need to get ready for 5. Get ready for 4 and get my train for 5. And I think I kept sleeping. And then I was like, fuck it, Vic, drag yourself up. This is your friend's thing. You've got to, like, show face. It doesn't matter. And as I was doing it, I was like, this is probably how some people are late.
Okay.
Because they keep dragging themselves. They keep being like, just put on a smile. And they're just like, I just want to go back to bed, or I really can't be bothered. Like, I really don't want to. So it's like, I don't know. I wondered in that moment. I was like, is this why some people are late?
Yeah. I definitely think that's the case.
Or is it, you know, sometimes some people don't fathom about, take into consideration, like you said, organization. But I think for some people, sometimes some timing sounds scary. So, for example, if my friend's party is at 6 and I want to get there for like 6:30, I always get there like 30 minutes after now because of black timing. Because I know that 6:30 I'm going to be on time.
Yeah.
Or too early even. But I don't mind that. I just don't want to be too early. I'm waiting there. It's cold. Anyways. So let's say I get the train. So that's an hour beforehand. And it takes an hour to get there. So I need to leave my house for 5. So I need to do my hair and my makeup. Let's say 1 hour on makeup, 1 hour on hair. So I need to start getting ready around like 3:34.
Yeah.
But But for some people, it just seems too early.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's just like, oh, that doesn't make any sense. I need to start getting ready at 4, or I need to start getting ready at 5. I was like, no, because your train comes at 5.
Yeah.
So I think for some people, it might sound like that doesn't make sense. Like, why did, so you know, some people, it takes them an hour to do their hair, an hour to do their makeup, or 2 hours. So it's like, you need to start getting ready at 2.
Mm.
So they're probably thinking, why do I need to get ready at 2?
Yeah. When the thing starts at 6.
Mm. Yeah. It's like the whole day is gone.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's probably more the latter than the former, you know. I think it's just when people hear that something is at 8 o'clock, they can't fathom, okay, maybe I need to start getting ready at 3.
Mm.
And it's like, actually, you should have been.
Mm.
And I think also, yeah, like maybe just people trying to squeeze loads of things into the same day. Oh, mm. I've got this thing, I've got to start getting ready at 3, but I've also got to get my nails done and I've got to get my hair done and blah, 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 blah. So they're doing that prior to getting ready or whatever, and then before you know it, they're late. Because when, for me anyway, when it comes to stuff like nail appointments, stuff like that, I all think the timing is awry. I feel like you can't genuinely, well, the places that I've gone anyway, I can't say with confidence I'm going to be in and out of there in an hour. I can't.
No,
because I've been to my nail lady, well, the nail lady I was using, she did my nails one time and she did it super quick. Mm. I was in and out within an hour. The next two times I went, I was there for like 2 hours. So yeah, I just feel like once you start trying to add in loads of different things for your day, that's how you end up being late, I think. Mm-hmm. But I've also been in a position where I'm just like, I don't know if I'm even gonna go, blah 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 blah. Am I gonna cancel? Feeling guilty, sleeping, feeling like I don't know until like literally the last minute. Yeah. And then it's like, yeah, what's it called? Yeah, I'm going, but unfortunately, yeah, I'm gonna be late. Which isn't nice. I know it's not nice. But I was watching, the thing is, you know, sometimes when you watch a TikTok, you trust that the algorithm will bring you back.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you see a video and you're like, this is a good video. And then you're like, I'm going to follow this person. But also sometimes TikTok doesn't always show me the people I'm following's videos. Mm. If that makes sense. So I was like, I trust that the algorithm is going to bring me back. But she said something that was so good. She said, I'm going to do it badly. And I know. So obviously that caught my eye, or my ears, because I was like, what the hell does that mean? But what she was basically saying is that you might be not doing something, like it could be a piece of work. It could be, what's it called? It could be washing the dishes. It could be, I don't know, hoovering. It could be whatever it is. You might be putting something off because you're not in the right state of mind. But she was like, sometimes we hold ourselves back because we're waiting until we're able to do it perfectly.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And she's like, sometimes just do it badly. So she was like, okay, you might, I don't know, even though you have to clean the whole house or whatever, like maybe it's okay if you just do the hoovering for today.
Mm.
Or it's okay if you just, I don't know, there might be dishes in the sink. It's okay if you just rinse them or like soak them for today, and then maybe tomorrow you wash them. Like, mm-hmm. She's like, it doesn't have to be
everything like all at once.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Yeah, have to I've be been learning that.
Once. It doesn't have to be perfect. Just do something. But yeah, it doesn't have to be perfect. And I was like, yeah, like that is actually kind of life-changing. And it's kind of also it's about being transparent. Okay, I'll be transparent. Like, even like when it came to like the pod and stuff and taking a break, obviously I was in a very shitty place and blah 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 blah, blah. And I was like, oh, I don't want to come back when I'm not feeling 100% myself or whatever it may be. But then when it's like I saw that TikTok, I was like, okay, I don't necessarily have to go back into the studios and go to Brent's and, you know, do all of that stuff. Like, it's okay if I just remote record for now. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's, it doesn't have to be perfect. And that's sort of like what I've been trying to tell myself to get me through the bad days, if you know what I mean. And it has helped, I'll be honest. It really has helped. Like, just, yeah, like, just do it badly. Which sounds a bit backwards. But, yeah.
No, I see what she means. I think the perfectionist does kill, or not kill, but, like, I think it does make a lot of people's lives long. I think it does for me as well. But I don't think I'm striving for perfection. But when I look back, it does seem that way. But I do feel like when it comes to lateness, I don't think people are... I think when people's hair isn't the way they want it to be, they're not coming, or they're not... They're going to redo it until it's perfect. But it's like... Or the makeup.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would love to hear from people who are late and just, like, just frankly tell us, like, what are the reasons? Because I'm so intrigued, but it's like, people just don't want to say. And it's like, at this moment, I feel like I'm, like, conjuring up ideas as to reasons why, because I'm so... One thing about me, I'm going to try and understand everybody, even to the point where it doesn't make any sense. Like, I would be making excuses for people and it doesn't make any sense. Like, the person has told me, listen, this isn't it. I'm just this way. And I'll be like, oh, no, that's not the reason. It's because you're XYZ.
Yeah.
And it's, do you know what I mean? Anyways, but yeah, I really do wonder.
I think especially the people that are like, that is their logo, that's their brand.
I do think maybe it's the case of, it starts at 8, so not everybody needs to be there at 8. Like, it's just a guideline time. Do you know what I mean?
But sometimes...
So it's like, if I arrive at 10, it's like, you know, it's not school anymore. This is what I'm trying to think. This ain't my way of living. I don't live this way. I just think, I'll be honest.
Yeah, I know you don't. I know you don't.
I think it's quite gross.
I think that sort of thinking, it only works if it's a party. If you know, if a person says... The party is from 7 until 1 a.m. in the morning. That's the only time I think it's acceptable to be like, yeah, I don't need to be there at 7. Obviously, I can come at 10, maybe even 11. However, I feel like when it's like a restaurant, and especially if it's a popular restaurant, where you know you're going to be on a timer, so you know that the restaurant has said, you're only going to have this table for 2 hours. I don't see why you're not thinking, yeah, let me get there on time. Maybe 10 minutes late, tops. But why are you not having it in your head like, yeah, I need to be there for the time that the restaurant has reserved this table for, because we only have 2 hours. So how can I be an hour and a half late? Those are the ones that I don't understand.
But to be fair, at this day and age, being late is better than not being present.
Oh, because people are willing to cut you off.
Yeah, do you know what? I saw a TikTok with this girl. She said, I'm really sad, guys. I'm the one that makes effort for people's birthdays. I really go out of town. And I really had to question myself. I hated it, but I just had to say, sis, nobody has asked us to do that. Nobody has asked us, like, not ourselves, but also some people want their friends to do that.
Yeah.
Like, some people, like, I've heard stories where people are kind of like I've heard stories where they're kind of like, yeah, I want this, I want that. Like, and then we're going to go on holiday. So I want this, I want that. And then after the holiday, we're going to go for brunch and I want this, I want that. Anyways, but yeah, she said it was her birthday and hardly anyone showed up. Everybody was dropping like flowers on the day. But then sometimes I'm like, please appreciate the friends that did show up, because it shows you even more that these people really fucks with you.
Yeah.
But I feel like to cancel, it's hard. It depends. Again, you don't know people's mental health. You don't know. But like, some people might just cancel because they don't feel like it. And like... Trust me, that I don't feel like it. I've had that. But sometimes I just feel like, if it's your friend, you rate them.
Make the effort.
because it's one day a year. It's they'll have one birthday. So I just I can't even think about me saying, "Oh, your birthday, I'm not gonna come." Just because I'm tired.
But, but that's the thing. People don't do that. And I think maybe as well, that's probably what added to her feelings, because usually when people don't come to someone's birthday, they always have like a shitty excuse. This ain't shade to anyone. It's just usually it'll be something like, I'm sick. Or I don't know. Do you know what I mean? Like it's something that's not the truth.
It's not the truth. Just so you don't rate me, thank you, thanks. So next time, I won't put your note on the roster. Thanks. When I planned something, I remember people didn't even tell me that they weren't coming anymore.
Really?
And still to this day, they've not brought it up. They just didn't come.
Mm-mm.
Some people didn't come. Some people said, oh, yeah, again, I'm sick. But then I saw you later on your stories.
Okay. This is it. And that's, I think that's where the vibe... don't want to use the word violation lightly, but I feel like that's where people can feel a type of way, because it's like, if you can't make the effort to come to my birthday, it's like, at least give me the decency to be honest and just be like, oh yeah, sorry, I couldn't make it, blah, 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 blah. You don't even don't even lie and say, oh, because I'm sick, blah, 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 blah. Just say, sorry, I couldn't make it, but I've got this, or we can go here another time. Just something, in it, because maybe it is a case, again, if we do want to bring it back to mental health, I've definitely been in those positions where it's someone's birthday and I feel like, oh, I'm not sure if I want to come, just because I don't feel like I want to be social. And usually when it's someone's birthday, there's a lot of people around that you're not familiar with.
Birthdays are even exhausting. Like, you're literally around people and you got to start smiling and you got to start... making conversation
talking
with them.
Because you can't obviously just stick to the birthday girl. You can't.
And you can't make them feel like, you don't even want the birthday girl to feel like, this is why I don't do things. But you don't want the birthday girl to feel like, oh, all my friends don't get along, or it's awkward. So it's just like, you just, do you know what I mean? So you want to put in extra effort to make the birthday girl feel like, oh, all my friends get along, sort of thing.
Yeah, exactly that. So I get why some people might not like the whole idea of birthday dinners, or, you know, stuff like that where they have to be around strangers. But I just feel like, yeah, if that's your friend
and you're doing stuff and you've done stuff for their birthday, do you know what I mean? It's just poor. But I feel like this year has taught me that birthdays are like, I get why people really love birthdays, because the love I felt this year, I don't know if it was turning like 29 or getting a bit older, or I don't know. I just really felt like, I see why people want to feel the love on their birthday. I see why it's not good to cancel, even if you don't feel like it.
Yeah.
Like with Niv's birthday, I'm not going to lie, that drive was fucking horrendous. I did not want to do it. And I was thinking, I'm going to cancel. But the moment she said, I knew in my heart I couldn't do it, because it's like, this is a friend that I really rate.
Yeah.
Like, this is a friend I want to see at my wedding. This is someone who I really respect, like I really love. And when she was like, oh, someone has cancelled, I thought, there's no way I'm cancelling.
Yeah.
There's no way.
I think me and Vic, we were both like, oh my gosh, this poor girl. Because I was like, obviously I was going through it at that time as well. So I was like, I don't know. I really don't know if I can do it, if I can do this. But yeah, when she sent the message, I was like, yeah, I'm going to, even if I look clapped, I'm going to that birthday. But yeah, it's hard. It's
hard.
Like I get why birthday meals and stuff can be difficult. And yeah, as well, Niv lives Quay. Like I'm so sorry. Like, yes, she lives in London, but it is far.
honestly, I said it on the pod already. It was like, I was driving for 4 hours. I don't. As if I'm going to the airport.
Bloody hell, yeah. Niv's area is no joke. It's no joke at all. But I get it. I think the next thing I was thinking about was Wednesday on Netflix.
Oh yeah.
Wednesday Addams, and we were talking about yesterday, how the black woman got the, I don't want to say abuse, but people just saying,
hating her.
Yeah, she's evil, blah, blah, blah. That's the character you hate the most. I'm like, she was literally mean for like two episodes. And her meanness, I even feel like it was tame.
Yeah, I think it was. I saw a tweet. I've never hated a character more than I've hated, wasn't her name again? Bianca Barclay. I said, wow, I swear. You didn't hate all the people that were the evil people on the show.
In it. Sorry, spoiler, sorry.
Are you doing the, are you editing this
one? Yeah, I'll have to do that.
Yeah. Timestamp that.
Yeah, I'll timestamp it.
That is crazy. It's just, sometimes I just feel so sorry for black people in these shows. Because you're a black person in one of the most popular shows on Netflix, it should mean that it should open more doors for you. It should mean that you should be getting so much love, like the rest of the characters. But oh no, you're getting hate. Why is a black guy from Stranger Things the least followed? Why? Yeah. Why are you not following him?
And by millions as well. Do you know what I mean? Like sometimes it's like if, you know, it's a few hundred thousand out or whatever, you know, you might be able to ignore it. But when you're the least followed by millions, like that is
like rough. Millie's on 60 and he's on 15 mil. And I think he said, because I don't watch Stranger Things anymore, I stopped watching after season one, but he said something like, because his character had to hate her for a bit, he said that's when the hate got worse.
Oh really?
I said, wow, so you not thought it was real life?
But the thing is, I genuinely, like, you know, like some EastEnders characters have come out and said, like, yeah, I get abused on the street and stuff. Like, I thought they were exaggerating. Because I'm like, something is not well within you to watch a TV show and you are going to message the person in real life who has a completely different name in real life and say, I hate you, or I'm not going to follow you because of something that your character did. That is bizarre.
It's really strange. It's really strange.
It's weird. And it's like, yeah, being the black character in some of these shows, it's like, yes, I'm like happy for them, like get the bag and stuff, but I just feel like, at what cost? Because the same thing happened with House of the Dragons. The black characters on there were getting abuse.
Really?
Yeah, and same with Lord of the Rings, what was it called? This newer one. Oh, it had a different name. It's not called Lord of the Rings, but
maybe
on Amazon Prime.
It's you fantasy lot.
Yes, the fantasy guys. And that's what makes it worse, because it's fantasy. It's all made up. But you'll have the...
Not to these losers. Yeah. They think this is real life. They think that, the Guardian of the Galaxy. They think that this is real.
You weirdos. Sorry, no offense. Absolute gore to say this character shouldn't be black. Or why is this character black? When the whole thing is made up.
Oh, don't mind them. Sorry, there's even going to be more. It's even going to be more. Next year, I even hope for it. I even hope for one of your favorite franchise for all the characters to be black.
Like I don't feel like they'll take, like, look at the Little Mermaid thing as well, with Halle Bailey.
I hate when things are so like I just feel sorry for her, because I can't imagine being told you're going to be playing Little Mermaid, yeah, on Disney, amazing opportunity, and every single question I've got to answer is, how are you dealing with the trolls? How are you dealing with the fact that you're playing a black, her name? Ariel. Yeah. It's like, fuck off. There's not going to be a black scene in the film. Guys, there's not going to be, she's not going to take off her hair and the hair's afro, the hair's locks. Is the hair locks? The hair's locks in it. I actually think the hair's locks. But it's not the
thing. But the thing is, even if they did, and what? Do you know what I mean? Why can't we just be black? Why can't we just be black people, in man. Peace? Like, you literally... And let's just talk about the UK and the US for the moment. Your country is majority white. I don't know how, especially in America, your country is a majority white, yeah? But you can't stand just to see one film.
No, it annoys them.
With a black lead.
Get out of here. It's sad. It's really sad. Have you seen the UK woman from Sister Space?
Yeah.
And she, I don't know if you guys have seen, I'm sure you have, it's gone viral, where someone, one white lady in the house of Buckingham Palace said to her, why, where are you from?
Mm.
No, where are you really from? Firstly, I hate, do you know what, yeah? I don't know if it's getting older. I don't know if it's me just being, I don't know if it's me not giving a fuck. Why do stories drag?
Mm.
Why is it Sunday and I'm still seeing news correspondents yeah. talking about it's like, why is it dragging?
Do you know why, Vic? Because now they're starting to like attack her character, and
that's why
because the racists, the trolls, the royalists, they're not taking this lying down for whatever reason.
But the woman doesn't stand down. She's quit the job, innit? So
no, but they seem to think that she was Queen Elizabeth herself, and they can't stand that she's been, I don't know, asked to stand down or whatever she's done. She's even lucky she wasn't sacked. She
stood down because she knew she did something wrong. Why are you asking people that in the first place?
But I don't even know if that's the case. I think it's all obviously this is just my theory. Yeah, I think it's all just PR. Someone's had a conversation with her and been like, look, we understand. They probably even, sympathized with her.
Yeah, we've all done it.
We got what you were trying to do. We get it. Don't worry. Don't mind them. But you know, obviously, Harry, Meghan, all of this just doesn't look good at the moment.
Yeah, especially with Netflix coming out.
Yeah, you're getting older now. You're 83. You should probably just retire, you know, just resign. And then she did it. But now all of the trolls are saying, yeah, Ngozi Fulani, yeah, why has she changed her name to an African name? Why has she done this? She's fake. Her sister space is just for black women. That's racist. Blah, 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 blah. That is what the conversation has turned into.
God. So exhausting. Yeah, very sad. Very, very sad. I saw a lot of people saying stuff like, what did she expect? And I'm kind of, I don't just think she deserves that at all.
Mm-mm.
But in certain spaces, they will treat you like what? Buckingham Palace, I'm not expecting a warm welcome when I go there.
No.
I'm not.
And the warm welcome, I'm expecting it to be false.
Yes.
Sorry to say.
I'm expecting them to touch my hair. I am. I know it sounds awful. I'm expecting them to do that. And if I dare wear native dare, I'm expecting them to say, it's got a very quiet smell. Let me touch it. I'm expecting them to do that because these people are crazy. I'm even expecting them, if I went there wearing like a normal gown, I'm expecting them to say, oh, you didn't think to wear your native? Where are you from? Nigeria. You didn't think to represent? No. You really simulated there, didn't you? Yeah. I swear, these people are crazy.
Stop.
These people are crazy. These people are crazy. So I do think, it's not really a big piece of the pie because what that woman did was just stupid, fucking stupid, and just fucking something that we go through all the time. But I do think there is an element of you're shocked. Auntie, there's no way that you're shocked.
Yeah.
There's no way you were shocked. There's no way you were shocked.
Do you know what? I feel like potentially she genuinely was, because I feel like sometimes, and I think we all do it, but we think that the conversations that we see online are the same conversations that these people are having or seeing even.
Oh, well, you. So I think because progression is happening online, that it's going to happen in a bucket. Absolutely not.
But I feel like that's...
Because they're not on Black Twitter.
But I feel not... like, I feel like some people must assume that that's what's happening. And I even feel like sometimes they think that because PR statements or press statements are being released on behalf of Buckingham Palace, that everyone is being briefed.
Mm.
But somebody that's 83 that has been working with the royal family for the majority of their life and has not, or probably has, I don't know, has or has not seen these types of conversations happening regularly, because she was confident in her approach. She even said to her, I think what I read in the transcript was her saying, oh, I can see it's going to be difficult to get the answer out of you. So she knew, she knew that the woman was uncomfortable, but she said, you're going to tell me today.
Mm.
You're going to tell me today because I asked you. Do you get what I mean? And I just feel like there is definitely a disconnect between online and what is outside of it.
Is Auntie even online?
Of course not, Vic. Of course not. Of course not.
What did she think was gonna...
I don't know. You know. I don't know.
And the thing is, this is never ending, like...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
But I also saw a conversation of people being like, what's the oldest we can allow people to be racist? Mm. What? Oh, it's just too exhausting. I feel like the UK thrives off of having stuff like this. Like, they thrive off of how do you describe a racist incident like this? It's not like overtly, it's not like she's been called an N-word. So it's not like,
the thing is,
it's not by the book.
It's technically a microaggression, but it's also a big one.
Yeah.
So it's not a macroaggression. I don't know.
Yeah. It's not by the book. It's not like, do you know what I mean? It's not. You can't go to prison for you can't. So, I feel like a lot of people just like, well, it's just kind of innocent, you know, in her day, you know. I'm just thinking, no, I don't care.
Mm.
Next time, educate your grandparents.
This is it.
Next time.
Yeah, no one, no, like, and this is the bit that I hate. I feel like we're always expected to take rubbish just because someone who's not Black thinks it's a minor.
Because
you think it's not a big deal, I should have to deal with it. Mm. I should have to deal with someone asking me where I'm really from. Because you, a non-Black, thinks that it's not a big deal.
Yeah. And also, even if I don't want to deal with it and I want to make a big deal about it, then that's my right. The same way you thought it was your right to ask me where I'm from is the same way it's my right to tell, to broadcast to the whole world what you said.
You asked me where I'm from, yeah.
And did you not say that? Yes, you did. So what's the issue? If she didn't think it was a big one, she'd be like, yeah, that's what I said. And I said, that's what I said. I asked her where she's from. I wanted to know. But you didn't say that. You stood down because you knew that it was rude. Also, why is it so integral for them to know like that? Like, you see a Black person, you think, oh, this monkey... Oh, sorry, let me not. Because this is how I really think they think. This monkey can't be from here. Where are they really from? Or what part of Africa are they from?
This is it.
I wonder if that's
a very valid question, because I was watching a video from a guy that is white and he's from South Africa, he says, and he does sound British. So, you know, he's been here for 30 years, so he doesn't have a South African accent.
Mm.
But he says that the times where people have found out that he's from South Africa, which is obviously a predominantly Black country, they've never asked him, where are you really from? because his whiteness is seen as the default, and he is seen as someone who belongs. So, like you said, why is it that when she's in that room, this person needs to know where she is from and is not happy or content with her saying, I'm from the UK? Also, so when she said she's from the UK, why did the conversation not stop there?
Because she just couldn't believe it. She just said, this one cannot be from where I'm from. There's no way. I also wonder, what do we reply to these people? So when people ask me now, when white people ask me, I just say, I'm from Nigeria. Because these times, what they want, because I've seen some people and they do, and I'm like, no.
Yeah.
But my parents are from Nigeria.
I think the last time I
was like, why are you saying that for?
Yeah. The last time I was asked that question was when that guy started telling me about why Jamaicans are so fast, because they were on the slave ship till the very end, so they're the strongest slaves. So yeah, that's what happened the last time I was asked where I'm from.
Rubbish. I just told them, you know, because I know I don't have time for this. I might even tell them the city. So I might tell them Ijebu, so that they can be so what's that? What's that?
But maybe we should go really crazy. Maybe we should absolutely go mad. Like just say, yeah, I'm from Mars. I'm not from Earth.
I'm not. They were like, I'll stop pulling my leg.
I'm extraterrestrial.
Stop pulling my leg. But
sometimes you have to answer mad questions with a mad answer.
I do. Let's ask them as well. So we'll say, oh, so where are you from?
Where are you really from?
Like, you know, your ancestors, where they're from? They're like, Scottish. Okay, but where are they from? Did you know where they're from? Do you know at all? Are you sure? Maybe they didn't tell you.
Yeah. Or maybe, oh my gosh, I wonder how they would feel, like, if you said, no, but where are you really from? You look like you're mixed with something.
I'm done. But that will make them gassed. What? Are you gonna fake tan on?
No, I think they'll actually be gobbed.
That will make them gassed. What?
They'll be like, what?
You might have said that. Yeah, you might look
black. No.
They might be like, oh, do you think I look Italian? some people might love that. They might love that.
I have got Italian ancestors. I know that some of my ancestors are from Italy.
If you say to them, like, because you're really pale, like, are you from Sweden? They might say, what? HR.
Yeah. That's the thing. It's like,
Yeah, it's exactly.
Why is it that
it's black people? Why is it that it's black people, even older black people, that we don't go up to white people and go, oh, so where are you really from? Or why don't we care to know where their dwellings are? Why do you even care? Why do you even care?
And yeah, that's not a question. Like, have you noticed it's never come from a black person? That question never comes from a black person, or where are you from?
And also, when you're asking them, when you're asking us where you're from, okay, so now I said Nigeria. Oh, yeah, I've been to Africa.
Yep, that's what
thanks.
They're saying.
Thanks.
I've got a good friend that's from Nigeria.
No, they won't even say
that. Do you
that,
know Josh. Him?
They'll say that. Yeah,
they'll ask you if you know him.
They will say that. Say, oh, I've been to Morocco, or I've been to Somalia.
Oh, I love Jamaica. I love Jamaica so much. Such a beautiful country. That's it. I've got a flatmate that's from Jamaica. His name's Andre. Do you know him?
Do you know him? Also, why do you care? I just don't understand. Like, why do you honestly care? Like, I've seen the mighty Coons who are making excuses for it, and they've been saying stuff like, you know, it's just a conversation starter. You could have asked her what you like, because you both know your hair about domestic violence, I believe they're there to discuss. You could have asked, how long have women, how, yeah. yeah What are you being recognized for? How long have you been running your company? I'm giving you racists who maybe are scrolling through this podcast some questions to ask instead of where you really from. How long have you been running that for? Have you guys received any awards, or is there anything that you guys are thinking to do in the future? Is it just you that runs it? You know, I see that you know, it's called Sister Space. Is there a meaning behind that? Even that one, that some Black people might even be offended with.
But you know what? Yeah, I feel like you're absolutely correct. But
actually, I haven't asked questions.
You shouldn't even need to be giving them.
But it seems like they need a helping hand.
A script, Vic, because ultimately it comes down to them seeing anyone that doesn't look like them as an other. That is it. They're just an other, because if Ngozi was white, they would not be asking her, where are you from? They wouldn't say that, and they would know how to have a normal conversation with her. But it's like, all of a sudden, when it comes to Black people, you don't know how to have a normal conversation. It's horrible. It's disgusting. So all of these royalists and racists and trolls that are trying to make it out like they don't get what the problem is. Like, you're chatting absolute shit.
Do you know why, Jess? It's because they do it. And it's like, I don't want this to be a massive hullabaloo where people make this a really bad thing, because I do it and I'm going to do it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like, I'm literally going to do it right now. I'm going to ask the person on the train.
And she didn't call her a nigger. So, you know what?
Yeah, it's not that bad.
It's not that bad. It's not racism, really. It's not racism. It's not that bad. She shouldn't have stood down. Shouldn't have had to stand down. Oh, what was the other thing they were saying? Oh, she's 83, for goodness sake. Someone said this could give her a heart attack.
Ah, sorry. Sorry. Sorry to her. No, on the rules, I do think it's something that we deal with on the regs. And I do think, wow, she really did tell the Black woman, she really did come forward and say, this is what happened. Because it's something that we all deal with. We all get asked that stupid question.
We've all had, I haven't met one person that hasn't had that question asked to them. Not one person.
It just makes you feel like they see you as, I mean, I already know that they don't see us as equal, but it's kind of like, so when you're in these spaces with them, it's kind of like, oh, you only got here because you're Black. They don't even see your merit as deserving. It's kind of like, oh, you're only really here as like a diversity tick, or like an initiative, a helping. And I don't know. It's just so.
Yeah, it's gross.
And the thing is, if you really wanted to know where a Black person was from, you could just ask like, not like where you really from, because you're, but also it's kind of like, if you're in a conversation with them, like, let's say it's like your friend, or like someone you go to school with, or someone like, let's say it's like a close colleague. Oh, and I'm being real. Let's say like they wanted to know, like, oh, I've always wanted to know. Cause that even makes, actually maybe like, I don't know, like, Vic, I will see that you bring in like African food, like whereabouts, like in Africa are you from, or are you Jamaican? Like, I just wanted to know. If someone asked me that, I'm not calling you a racist. If you said to me, like, I've always wanted to know, like, what country, like whereabouts, and I said Nigerian, I'm like, oh, okay, cool, that's the end of the conversation. If they say, oh, do you want to teach me a few words or something, I'm like, yeah, I'm down for that, cool, teach you a few words, okay, cool. They wanted to know more. Like, I've had people ask me, and then they're like, oh yeah, because I've heard their weddings are incredible. And then we talk about it. Like, I had one colleague, we're talking about weddings, and they're like, oh, that's really beautiful. I think it's really great that you have, like, but to be fair, this colleague did not rate white people in the slightest.
Oh really?
Yeah, she was white herself. She was like, yeah, because I just feel like the way white weddings, they'll just come like the way the dressing is not, like, you know, it's not that very celebratory.
Okay,
but she feels like with Nigerians, like, she's seen it like this very, like, very very nice, very colorful, all that kind of stuff. But I've had conversations with people like that, and I wouldn't even deem it racist.
Yeah.
But it's when people, it's like they've met you on the first day and they're like, they can't even think of anything else to say, like, oh, do you live around here, or oh, it's really cold.
Just normal conversation, innit?
Oh, I like your shoes. Where are they from? Or, oh,
How did you get a job here? Or what? No, it's not that. Where you from, nigga?
It's crazy. It's so crazy. Yeah.
And I hate the ones where people are like, well, now white people can't ask where you're really from. Well, they don't have to ask where you're really from. They can ask it in a different way. But then it has to be like, why are you asking it to you? Is it even relevant to this conversation?
Yeah, and I think as well, like, if we all use our brains, there's different ways of, like, I don't know. Like, I just feel like it's a bit crazy that you hear me with my British accent and you're going to ask me where I'm really from. Do you know what I mean? Like, where I'm from. But it's like, if I heard... Like, I've worked with people that have Italian accents, Spanish accents, blah, 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 blah. And I'm just going to use my brain and think they're probably from Spain.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably Italian. And if I have a conversation with them, a proper conversation, that will come up without me even having to ask. Do you know what I mean?
Mm. More time, them lot will tell you that they're that's where they're from.
Absolutely. Sorry. Like, this is what I mean. It will come up in conversation. Like, if you just have a normal conversation with me, I guarantee you that will probably come up. I will probably ask the question.
Do you think that some white people think when we don't say, oh, I'm Nigerian, they think that we're coons? That they think that we're ashamed of where we're from?
I feel like trolls think that. Not that they think that, yeah, but they use it as a weapon.
I can't explain it, but like,
if she's proud of where she's from, then she should just say it.
Yeah, like do you feel like they think, like, oh, you really think you're British?
Yeah.
Because sometimes even because I've seen it when people have been like, oh, no, I'm not from Sri Lanka. My parents are. And I've seen the white person's face like, James? Like, their face is like, okay, if you believe so, yeah, okay, right, okay, yeah. Like, do you like if they've never heard you say, "Oh, I'm from Sri Lanka," like, they're probably thinking, right, like, this one really thinks that they're.
I do genuinely feel like, yeah, some white people, maybe not that they think that we're not proud, but they just think you're not from here. Like, even if you were born here, you're not from here, so. Don't say you're from the UK because you're not. Do you know what I mean? I think it's more so from that angle rather than them not seeing us as proud. It's just more a case of, even if you were born here, you don't belong here. I think that's
matting, matting, matting. Yeah. Have you seen that MK Lastic thing?
Oh, the fact that no one's been getting their
wigs. That. What's her name? Facing the News Girl is so funny. No. Why is she so funny? Just, she was talking about it, yeah? She goes, everyone's saying MK Lastic. And then she said, you lot come on the internet to come talk about it. When you're face-to-face with her, you said nothing. And then she said, but guys, in the real life, my cousin too. I said, yeah, she don't ruin my cousin's birthday. I said, this is an actual tragedy that needs to be written in a history book. What do you mean that somebody that's coming to do commentary is telling us she too, her cousin is a victim?
Yeah.
But it's not just MK Lastic. There's many hairstylists that are just doing.
It's getting to the point now where I have still not gone to an Instagram hairstylist. I have actually gone to get my hair braided from someone from Instagram. But I'm scared about this whole wig situation because it's like, if it's not one thing, it's the other. You know, when you have to drop off the hair, people are saying they can't even get to the person to drop off the hair. Then they're dropping off the hair that the wig that is now made is not from the hair that they dropped off.
Mm-mm.
I'm like, I cannot. I am sorry, because I don't have the emotional capacity to deal with someone violating me like that. I don't think I do.
Mm-mm.
What do you say? Like, what do you actually do when someone has stolen your hair?
There's nothing.
Or it's your birthday and they're telling you, I'm sorry, but I'm 3 hours away.
I've seen people say, I saw one tweet, I think I sent it to you, it was like, the birthification of birthdays. They use one word like that.
Mm-mm.
Did you remember the tweet I sent you? So this is what,
the word
they used, they made up a new word, like a birthification, something like that. Let me see if I can find it. Basically, they were trying to say like people are overdoing it with birthdays. I don't believe so. I think life's too short.
Yeah, that's the one time you can overdo it.
No, I can't find it. But yeah, I just find it hilarious that basically she's saying that it's you lot's fault anyways that all of this is happening because you shouldn't be going all out for your birthdays.
What? I found it.
So basically this tweet, she said, honestly, I find this birthday glam stuff so OTT. You women have been behaving like celebrities that are about to perform on stage at 7 p.m. and hairdressers are charging you like celebrities. It's all a mess on both sides. I found that hilarious because I just felt like the fact that she said jump on stage at 7 p.m. is just hilarious. But what? So one, do you know how depressing life is? If I want to spend £200 on my hair and £100 on my makeup to make myself feel nice for my birthday, that's what I'm gonna do. Because life is just so, so stressful. If I can't have one day where I feel very nice, feel very glam, then what?
Yeah, what's the point? And I'm not even just that, but like, okay, whatever you want to say about it being OTT, it doesn't change the fact that I've paid this person to do my hair and they're 3 hours away at the time of my appointment. Like, let's focus on the real issue here. The real issue here is the hairstylists that are moving mad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's be real. It doesn't matter what the occasion is. Because what if it's your graduation? It doesn't just have to be birthdays where people are being let down. I've even seen the makeup girlies as well. Some of them letting brides down on their wedding day.
Yep.
And what are you going to tell us then, that we're being OTT for the wedding day?
Don't mind them. It's so funny because this girl's tweeted. It's so funny because this behavior has been normalized. It's actually birthday narcissism. Sorry, it was not called birthdayfication. Birthday narcissism.
Nah. Some of you, yeah, you hear words and you want to sprinkle it. Because how can you say birthday narcissism? What is that?
Sorry, if somebody wants to spend £100 on their face, £200 on their hair, £100 on their gown, then that's what they're going to do for this day. I'm sorry. If it sounds ludicrous to you, then so be it. If that's what somebody wants to do for their birthday, if it's going to make them feel very happy with themselves, it's going to make them feel very beautiful, and it's a day to celebrate them, do you know how depressing this life is? Do you know everybody's just going to work like rats? Going to work, it's a rat race. Going to work. I can't celebrate the one day. One day? You lot are telling me it's birthday narcissism.
That's insane.
The thing is, I get, I was trying to see, do I understand it? Do I think that we go to ODT? I'm sorry. I think because of how depressing life is, I believe that we need to. I believe that, because some people are like, oh, so why did you have to do blue hair for your birthday? Why not? People are like, oh, there's wigs at home. Yeah, there's wigs at home. But if I have the money to go and get the blue mummy, what's a wig that I want to do, then that's what I'm going to do. Yeah. And also, I saw another tweet that was so interesting. It was like, you lot did not hate birthday makeup until men started saying it.
It's true. I think that's true. But yeah, I think, honestly, some parts of social media are just rife with negativity.
Because
I've never thought there was a time that people would be so negative about birthdays, about, oh, you're being OTT for your birthday, you're moving like a celeb for your birthday. Like, what is that about? Birthday narcissism? What?
But don't worry.
It's all surreal.
But at the same time, if you guys, I also want to make the convo balance. If you don't spend on your hair, you don't spend on your makeup, or you don't buy a new, that's okay too.
Absolutely.
I do think there is pressure to do that for your birthday, like have your makeup done, have your hair done. So if you don't have those, or like, do you know what I saw that was like, the pressure's getting worse. It was like, you need to have a custom made dress.
You can forget. The only custom made dress I'll be having is probably for my wedding day. That's it. Damn. Not for my birthday. I'm so sorry.
And the girl was like, yeah, it's, they all start from like £300.
It's like, well,
oh God, the pressure is getting
well. Yeah.
And obviously with this hair stuff, you can get it more affordable. Like you can get your hair done, maybe £80, get the makeup done, maybe 50. It's all relative. It's all relative. But I think people being like, oh, it's birthday narcissism. That's why you deserve for the hair, the makeup artist to not arrive on the day, or for the hairstylist to be wearing your wig on holiday. You don't deserve that.
I just feel sorry, yeah, for the like the younger girlies. I'm not gonna lie, because I feel like luckily, Vic, like me and you, we're at an age where we can kind of view it from the outside, like outside looking in. And that's not to say the pressure doesn't affect us as well. It does. But I just feel like I can imagine being like 21 and seeing, yeah, this is what the norm is. Girls spending like a grand or whatever on their birthdays every year. And feeling like, okay, I must be doing this as well, or I need to try at least. But I feel like I'm genuinely at an age where I can't come and die for anything. There's not one thing I can come and die for. And yeah, it's like, if it means not doing something for my birthday, so be it. Like I will survive. In Jesus' name, I will see next year and we can try again then. But I can't, I couldn't, if I'm not in a position to, I'm not going to be spending racks on racks on racks for my birthday. I'm not.
But it, in a way, it has become normalized. But I do think if you have the means, I think go for it and do it and make yourself feel good. It's one day. Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And people are acting like the wig's not going to last forever. Yeah, the makeup. Okay, one day. But the thing about makeup is when you go to a professional, they are skilled, they are talented, they know what they're doing. So with hair as well, the wig is going to last. The wig can last forever if you wanted to, really and truly. But yeah, I do think people can be so mean. Like, how can you be like birthday narcissism?
I don't know, Vic. I think as well, some people, they just like to talk. That's the reality. They like to have something to say on social media. Something that makes them look smart and clever and like they've thought of something that no one else has thought of before. So I think that's really it.
I do think you're right. I do think the pressure must be so insane for the little ones. Like, I can't imagine being 21 and spending close to 500 on a birthday.
Yeah.
But I'm hearing that 21, like, people have told me, like, siblings or nieces have spent like that much on like birthday prep.
Yeah.
Like, near enough, like £400.
I'm not surprised. Yeah. I'm not surprised. And obviously when I was like 20, 21, I would be going to Las Aguanas for my birthday, something like that. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just something so calm.
Do you think that you have to go to expensive restaurants now? I feel like there's no...
I feel like
the girlies aren't going to affordable restaurants anymore. Like, when I saw someone having sushi, and I was like, oh, this looks really great. So I thought...
Is this the Rocker Brunch?
No, it wasn't Rocker. I know that's expensive. But they've always been a big name. But and I went to go Google it, and it was like in Central. And I was like, wow, like, the girlies are not playing with you anymore.
Yeah, that I feel like I can't turn around and be like, oh, let's go to...
I'm not going to lie, Jess. I actually feel ashamed saying to a friend, like, oh, let's go dinner here.
This is it.
Because I feel like they might be looking at me what, really? Like, you just want
to... It's like, I feel like now the restaurant has to have something special. Not even... I don't even know if special is the right word, but it needs to be like a niche restaurant. If it's going to be affordable, it needs to be niche. Like, it can't be a franchise, if you know what I mean. Like, you can't say, oh, let's go to... The thing is, obviously, TGI's is different, but it's the only thing I can think of off the top of my head.
I don't think I can even take people there.
You can't be like, oh, let's go TGI. Like, TGI's now is like, I don't know, you're with your partner and you've gone to the cinema and you just want something to eat.
Yeah.
That is what TGI's is for now. But you can't say to a friend that you haven't seen in a while, oh, can we meet? Yeah, let's meet at TGI's and have something to eat there. Do you know what I mean? So I guess, yeah, the pressure is also affecting us as well. But yeah, even like me and Lizzie, we love to eat and stuff. And we're like, yeah, we want to go to a brunch place or whatever. And we're like, at the moment, you know, money is looking a bit tight. Like, they're just, it just like, it's very hard to just do normal socializing now. It's very, very difficult. And even me, like, I wanted to take you out for your birthday, Vic. But I'm like,
oh, bless you.
I can't take you to somewhere. I can't even say small. I don't know what the word is, but I don't want to take you to somewhere, quote unquote, affordable. I want to take you somewhere.
But you shouldn't think like that. The thing is, I'm saying it and I understand, like, if that's what it is what it is.
Mm.
But I just feel like the pressure now is, I don't know. I don't know, Jazz. I'm over it too, because I feel like I don't want to live a lie. I don't want to be at these restaurants and people are like, oh, Vic's got, guys. I'm gonna go. I need to go eat. I'm hungry.
Yeah, I've got to eat as well. But just quickly before we go, thank you everyone for like tweeting us or storying us, tagging us, sorry, yes, in your Spotify Wrapped. Like, I think, like we said, like, it's been such a like rocky year for us, and you know, we've had a long break as well, which is like the first year that we've done this. And the fact that you guys were still supporting and listening and like encouraging us and checking in on us was like really, really amazing. So thank you. Thank you to Vic as well for holding it down while I was out of it. Thank you to all our guest episodes, people that stepped in to co-host on my behalf and all of that. Like, thank you to everyone. Seriously.
Bless you, Jazz. Yeah, thank you guys. You guys have been amazing. Thank you so, so much.
Yeah, honestly, it's been a journey. This Black Girls Living has been a real journey. But yeah, amazing just to see like how much of an impact we've made on other people's lives and stuff, because sometimes this is like the only time of year that we really like see it, if you know what I mean. Obviously we know that people are listening and stuff, but this is like sort of our engagement, if you know what I mean. So being able to see it has like really, really meant a lot.
Yeah, it's really nice. Yeah, yeah, no, definitely. No, it is really sweet, and it's really warming, and it's really lovely. But yeah, thank you guys so much. We really, really, really do appreciate you guys for listening, and all your lovely message towards Jasmine has been so thoughtful as well. So yeah, thank you guys so much. Hope you guys have a lovely end of year. Can't believe we're coming to the end of this year. Crazy.
I know, but also thank God, because I'm over 2022. I'm so over it. But anyways, honestly, I feel like, I don't want to say it out loud, but I feel like, yeah, this year is cursed.
Oh no.
Yeah. Horrible. Horrible year. But we move. But yeah, thank you guys. Have a blessed week.
Bye guys. Bye.
Bye.